gusts announce their brawn at the windows. And somewhere at the far end of the abandoned villa, a door slams shut. Tensed, they listen to the echo, suffering the imminent conjunction of boot falls and vehement commands, until the echo melts away. Its impact once stark, then tapering and gone. A hung note collapsing comfortably at their side. They lie back again. At sea, she says, offering words. The feather drops from nowhere, or from somewhere they no longer care to see, demanding of its dipped like spinnaker a languid free fall against release and eventual disappearance. They'd swear it was chuckling, but sighting it gives it weight, watching it as a symbol or a soul or time, drifting down into the hue of the canvas where she reaches for it. No, he says, pulling her gently back. Let it, he says, meaning the memory. Plazas guarded, its nights under blackouts and curfews, and by their definition, a gangly tableau of knocking knees and elbows falling drunkenly, though far more serious than that in the streets. She turns on the radio. Two quick forms, she removes his hand from her arm, saying low, I promise, low. From a lilting consolation by turns drooping and ascendant doped. She hums flatly to the melody, dreaming into it as he turns to her side of the bed.